It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Working with Clint here.
Bad MF-er.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Ooh, this is going to be a tough party, man. It's going to be one of them parties you went to back in the day, and you at the end of the night, you was like, damn, that was exhausting. I would rather just stayed at home and stayed in the bed. Got me some good rest. Tape drop Tuesday, y'all. I'm not going to tell you what Ron called it, but it's tape drop Tuesday. And I prefer what Ron called it, but it is.
I didn't say that one correctly.
Hey, look, and here's the bad thing. Here's the bad thing about Texans, Packers, tape drop Tuesday. The coaches film, the all 22 is dropped. I got up early this morning after having a rough ass day yesterday, which I'm going to break that down here in the second half of this segment as well. Rough day for your boy yesterday. Mm. But I got up early this morning and got my eyes on this coaches film before the girls got up. Before we got the day rolling, and I'll be honest with you, it was painful. And it was painful because the film, it showed exactly what the TV copy showed in one respect, which is, Ron, the pass protection as a whole was absolutely awful. Mentally, physically, offensive line, tight end, running back. The pass protection was absolutely awful. If and when there were opportunities in the pass game, which there were very few, there was a free runner at the quarterback, and the hope was that he just saw it more times than he didn't. But the offensive line is getting absolutely crushed. We started Sunday night in the postgame. Post game show. Pretty simple, right?
Yep.
The post game show, yeah, with Pendergast and myself. We started it then. We talked about it yesterday. Everybody talked about it. Text line. Everybody's talking about it, and it's absolutely 100% warranted. Whatever your feelings are negatively about this team's inability to pass protect, to protect the quarterback, CJ Stroud, you are spot on.
Oh, no.
And you're probably being a little bit generous. But, Ron, the bad thing here is there's two more aspects, and these are both offense, by the way. There's two more aspects of this offense that the film brought to light that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if these are worse than the issue of pass protection. That's how bad they were. I don't know which one scares me the most, which one concerns me the most. Let's start with the wide receivers. Or forget that, I'm sorry. Just like when we talk about pass protection, it's about running backs and tight ends and O-line. I want to talk about the pass catchers for this football team, because we do have a $12 million a year tight end that is supposed to be a pass-happy, pass-first, receiver-first caliber tight end. That's supposed to be his strong suit. We've got a $22 million receiver that was one of the most targeted receivers in all of the NFL over the last 4 or 5 years. We've got a local product, at least college-wise, Tank Dell, that has proven to be one of the best separators in football, although be a small sample size, it still happened last year. And Ron, I'm going to tell you all of the above. The pass catchers on this football team were absolutely suffocated against the Green Bay Packers. Zero separation. Ron.
That's not supposed to happen with any team. Not with those guys.
No, it's not supposed to happen with any team. And we hoped. My fear with this one is it took me back to last year versus Baltimore. There was a lot that went wrong, but I think the most concerning part was they were able to just absolutely suffocate your offense overall. Run game, passing the football, overall. And it took me back to that place. But when you've got a receiver that you think is a number one or 1A or 1B, and 1A goes out, Nico Collins, and 1B is a non-factor in a game and can't separate, that's a problem. When a guy that's been a gadget guy that everybody's wondering why he doesn't get more reps appears, first of all, he drops a touchdown in the first drive, but then he just doesn't appear to be himself. And I'm going to tell you, in training camp, he appeared to be himself. And I know that's not – I'm just talking about from a health perspective and the ability to – all the twitch, all the explosion. Tank Dell looked like himself.
Coming off the injury, coming off the in the offseason.
And I don't know what's going on with Dalton Schultz, but he is leaving a lot to be desired. We're watching other – go watch any football game that's on Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever – And you're watching tight ends that I don't even get their names. Hell, we watched one Sunday, Kraft. I mean, the only reason I had Kraft is because I'm studying the Packers because they're playing the Texans, right? I mean, it's these guys are out here making plays week in, week out, and we got a $12 million tight end that just ain't even getting remotely close. He's dropping balls and giving penalties, and he's struggling in pass protection and struggling blocking the run. So overall, man, what a huge blow to the expectations for this football team. The pass catcher overall, their inability, Ron, to create any level of separation consistently in that ball game was concerning.
It's just it was really shocking, to be honest, right? Like it when you if we laid it out, you know, going into the game, and maybe we were wrong, but I bet you coming into the season, you would say, well, all right, Derek Stingley on the field between the Packers and the Texans. Derek Stingley's the top corner between the two teams. Zaire Alexander, maybe about that, but seeming like Zaire's maybe moving on to the other side of his peak, right? And then the rest of the way, like you know, maybe everybody's more the same on the with the rest of the two. Those two being the best, but Stingley being the best. I mean, there was separation created on him all game long.
All day.
By multiple different type of receivers. And let alone pressure, whatever, there was separation created. Yep. And
we don't like that.
These guys, it wasn't just Alexander they couldn't. 25 they couldn't get away from.
Yeah.
Who was talking a lot to. That was really surprising and damn near shocking, to be honest with you, that it wasn't instantly those guys weren't able with their quick steps to get open. I can count one time, and you can watch the All-22 and see maybe better. The only time that I could remember thinking, oh, there was a route run where they created separation, they were open. And it felt like the Packers may have been in zone, and that was play action, and then he hits Diggs across the middle for the biggest play that any of the receivers had outside of Hutchinson at the end.
Yeah.
The biggest for yardage it was, the biggest play any – that's the only time I saw real separation from Diggs and Tank Dell.
Yeah.
And – I don't know. It just seems like both of them to me thus far right now are at least a tick below where we thought they would be.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? I
Tank is a couple of ticks for
Might
me.
Might be a couple.
Because we can argue that Diggs is more of a possession guy now, a little bit more of an inside threat that really has great feel and has good chemistry. And him jumping up to a number one receiver where he's asked to do Nico Collins things kind of shifts gears for him. I put him back in his role, and I feel like he's going to be okay. He's going to be productive. Tank is the one for me that is just like, and I thought it was more of he's just not getting the opportunity. When I'm watching the film, it doesn't look like the same dude. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on, but it just doesn't look like the same guy at this point in time. So,
what are you seeing with that? Are you seeing that? Does he look? Is he running differently?
It's almost to me. Again, now you're looking. We're watching the coach's film, and from up in the sky. I mean, it's really hard to tell if the guy's running a 4.3 or a 4.5, and yada yada yada. But it's there's just not that twitch and that in that in that acceleration and that in that separation in his game that was just so obvious. It jumped off the film before it jumps off the practice field, and I didn't see that this week on the film, and I feel like this was the best opportunity for him to do it. Saw it some last week, right? Did some good things, but it just felt like this week. I don't know if there was an injury. I don't know what's going on, but it just felt like he had a very difficult time separating. Now, I'll get to number three, and I think number three has a lot to do with one and two. But the third thing for me is it was blatantly obvious that the game plan from a scheme perspective offensively was bad. And bad on two fronts. All right? Three fronts, actually. The pass protection, whatever they're doing from a pass protection standpoint, whatever they're asking these guys to do, it's not getting through to them. And at some point in time, you got to quit asking guys to do things that they can't get done, whether that's mentally or physically. Four quarters of what they did up front is embarrassing and should never happen. Scheme-wise, when you look at what the routes that they were running, even though there was no chance for C.J. Stroud to get the ball off, the routes they were running, more times than not, Ron, Green Bay's defensive back, their secondary, was running the routes for them. It's like they knew what was coming. They were handing wide receivers off to the safety, and the corner carries him till he gets to the linebacker, and the linebacker carries him to the... I mean, it's almost like they knew the play call. They had studied so much, and there was so much of what they did had been on tape that it looked like they were running routes for him. So I think whether it's the pass protection or the routes, a lot goes into that schematically into... Boy, it seems like that defense studied what the hell the Texans were doing and knew exactly how to attack it all, right? And so that's scheme-related. But here's the bigger deal with scheme for me. Ron, there was little to no answers out of the box, like now answers. Right now, get the ball out of Stroud's hand. We saw Jordan Love do it over and over again. Whether he needed it or not, we saw him do it over and over and over again. Get the ball out on the slants. Get the ball out to the tight end in the flats. The screen game was really good. I mean, it was a thing of it was a work of art. It was so beautiful, man. And there was little to no right now answers for C.J. Stroud. And whether that was part of the game plan or it was an adjustment that was made, we should have seen a significant amount of that, and we didn't. And to me, that's the biggest issue that I have with offensively Bobby Slowick and the scheme. Was there should be a pressure package where when you know the offensive line's not protecting your quarterback, what plays do we go to? There ought to be 15 plays of different formations, different motions, and they're all designed to get the ball out of his hand right now. Even if you get it out of his hand, it's a 3-yard gain. The guy gets tackled because he's getting chased and he gets tackled. Okay, that's fine. Just get the football out of his hand one way or another. And there was never an obvious attempt to do that, ever, in this football game. And you think about what everybody watched on the TV copy of how much pressure he was getting, you would think that would have been gone to relatively early in this game. And there really never was an all-out, we're out of answers, we've got to go to this pressure package, this is what we're going to do. There never really was one of those.
Yeah, and listen, as I've said, I think a lot of people should take blame on when you're in this offense, it struggles like it did. I think a lot of people get a piece of it, and that what you're saying falls with Bobby Slowick, and them not coming up. We said this yesterday. Like, the one thing with them is this: the adjustments at the half or whatever don't seem to. And at times, both sides of the ball don't seem to really, make move. However it is, whether they are not executing them or they're not executing the communication well enough or what. But it sounds like from you yesterday, it wasn't. It was more of a, they just kind of continued to run things. It maybe seemed like they were trying to catch them down the field instead of just,
they were just pulling straws out of the hat. I saw a couple screens at this point.
There was one that Mixon.
Some tailback screens.
And then there was one where he didn't.
With that kind of rush, though, there's got to be some tight end screens. There's got to be some missile screens. There's got to be – you can't just throw a wide receiver. One non-running back caught a screen in that game.
Text line here. Packers now have Andrew Beck
They
think
do?
Think he knows all of the Texans' offensive tendencies.
Boy, I tell you what, if that's the case, Andrew Beck would be passed around. He'd be valuable.
Whew.
He'd be valuable, boy. He'd be moving. He'd just never unpack his suitcase. His ass would be in Indy right now and making $1 million a game. I'd pay $1 million a game. If that's the defense performance I get, absolutely. Hey, it is a tape drop Tuesday. I want to invite everybody to go to textingtexans.com. It's free. Subscribe. I'll drop all these thoughts to you via text. That's textingtexans.com. Again, it's free to subscribe. No catches. Quick, easy. I'll keep you updated in this particular thing. I'll wait about 10 minutes before I shoot out the tape drop Tuesday text. I'll hit you on the hip with this, what we just discussed, along with some of the other things that I found off the All 22 Coaches film for all the Texans fans out there. TextingTexans.com.
All right, we'll hear about Clint's bad day.
Yeah, that too.
I kind of want to hear about Clint's bad day. And over the next week, it's going to be a bad day for a lot of fans around this city. But don't be like Tyler. Don't be like Tyler. You can do this. And I'm going to work on Tyler.
Damn, Tyler.
I'm going to go out for drinks with Tyler to make sure that Tyler does this. Cause I can't let you quit this. And I know you're trying to. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. Texans, Ticket Tuesday is today. Your chance to win those tickets.
It is a Texans Ticket.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. You got it. Bring them out, bring them out. Yeah. You're a real sucker for real, man.
Get out, damn. Don't.
It was too good, dude. It was too good.
It is a Texans Ticket.
You did bite your tongue.
You realize it quick.
Bit your tongue and hit that old dump button real quick.
Yeah.
Is that my boy Ron?
And my boy Ron.
Again, it's tickets. Your chance to win a pair of those tickets coming up in a little over 30 minutes. So stay tuned. 5 o'clock, fire. That segment, first segment in the 5 o'clock, well, your chance to win a pair of those tickets for Sunday's game against the Colts. I do want to hear about your bad day. I didn't know it continued after your favorite vehicle you've ever had. So I do want to hear that. But real quick, like I don't know how many Tylers are out there. Like, don't do this, man. How many of y'all really ain't gonna watch this World Series?
Why the hell would you for Tyler, a second? For even a moment,
no, Tyler.
These turds taking up the entire baseball diamond. Hell no.
Tyler, you're a huge sports fan.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
These are the two best players in the sport. Okay, I understand your hatred. These are the two best players.
Might hear you out on Otani.
These are the two best players in the sport, and Soto might be the one I'd want before those two anyway. But
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, there's just something about what he brings to the table that I would kind of want on my team. He seems to be a little bit more clutch than the other two. But you got those two, the two best players in the sport, the two most popular known players in the sport. Although I was watching, hey, you ever caught, you catch that new show? I'm telling you, man, I really think we should do this as a show. And I mean, the three of us and then the thousands and hundreds and millions of you who listen to us, I think we should try to come up with a game show. But have you ever watched that game show, The Floor?
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Rob Lowe. They got to do
I have that. Not.
Oh, it's a strong one.
And I'm a game show guy, but I've heard
and
of
I'm
that
not,
one.
I'm not really. It's the best. It's like the best of the new ones I've ever, like, that they've tried to do. They just repurposed the old ones, like Password and Pyramid or whatever. This one, Rob Lowe, comes on Fox. I believe it comes on tonight. The whole first season, basically, man, there's a big floor. Everybody comes to the table with their own special category. And you just start going up against people. You may go in their category. You may have to take on a category. Well, anyway, one of them was athletes for big money. my man got up there, and they were just they just show faces of athletes.
Right.
And you just got to pick them off, and you got to go until your time goes out.
Okay.
My man had him. Tom Brady, bam. Patrick Mahomes, bam. Going to all these. Shohei Ohtani, he said, I pass. Bam, right? Had him a basketball player. They got Aaron Judge. I was in there saying, so I guess my man don't watch baseball.
He's not a baseball guy.
Because he didn't have any of. And then you can hear the other people mic'd up out there, Shohei Ohtani. But, like these are two of the most popular players. By the way, someone texted in the floors on Wednesdays after the Masked Singer. You're right. hey, you texted in that. Hey, that floor, that thing is, I'm telling you, there's so much strategy in that bad boy, man. Because if you call somebody out and you win or whatever, you got to take on their category. So, like, if you walk in, so you get to pick a category, mm-hmm. and you're like, all right, this is my specialty category.
And nobody knows it?
No, they all know it. They okay. all know it, and you get to pick. You can kind of pick up people who you want. And however, it's like 100 people. Whoever loses, you just get more.
Yeah, smaller
the floor,
and smaller.
And you just want to get the most of the floor. So, like, you get up there and you say, SEC quarterbacks. And it could be that specific. You could go up there with SEC quarterbacks. You go up there, if you beat them, you got to take, say, my category is fashion icons.
Right. I got to take on your
name. And now you got to do fashion icons. And then you got to decide, do I want to play or do I want to, like, of course, I would never sit down and try to do fashion icons.
Right.
I would go play all those.
Family Feud, player pass used to piss me off when families would pass.
Yeah, I don't understand the reason why.
You're there to play.
It strategy-wise, it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
I got to leave myself with just one.
Now you got Steve Harvey staring at you like an idiot.
It's cold-blooded. But you ain't going to watch this. You're not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch. In all seriousness, no, I'm not going to watch a single second.
Tyler, you are a sports fan.
I am. Sports fan whenever there aren't Turkish teams on the field.
Dodgers. It's these two
teams that I literally have hate fueling in my heart for.
You're not entertained to see either the greatness or the goatness from either Shohei or Aaron Judge.
No, I'm sure I'll glance up at some late night highlights on SportsCenter or something, but no, I have no interest. I don't think there's two organizations across any of the big three sports that I hate as much as these two, and they're playing for a trophy. I don't want to take part in that.
There you have it.
Sons of bitches.
I have less hate in my heart for those two organizations. But Tyler and I are in a very similar situation. And not because...
Don't think you're going to watch this?
I mean, I'll watch it in the background. I'm not going to sit down and watch a three-hour baseball game that my Astros aren't in. No.
That was a no-brainer for me.
I mean, that's going to be... If it goes to game seven and it gets that, then I'll sit down and watch that one. Probably throw a little party just to watch it.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, no, I mean, you going to sit down and watch three-hour games, like the whole thing over and over and over again?
Oh, I like postseason baseball. Oh yeah, I'm intrigued by these two guys.
Yeah, but
what's your
football practice? You got to get home and eat. You got to at some point. You're gonna go to the men's clinic, so you're gonna have to deal with some business.
I'm intrigued. Game one. I mean, I'm not gonna record it or anything.
Okay,
but,
just checking.
But no, postseason baseball is fun. Like, and listen, I've.
Remember, it's not the Dodgers and
big yeah, guys, but Bronx I've grown Yanks. I've grown up most of my life not having a team that was in it. So I mean, I'm used to just that. I can hate watch the hell out. Like I hate Duke, but like I'm gonna watch the Final Four. I'm gonna watch that. It's a big sporting event. Text line coming through. I'm with Tyler, Champ Slice.
Love you, Champ.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I haven't cared about the playoffs since the Astros lost. Yeah, it's just I don't know, man.
I'm in Champ Slice and Tyler's. I'm in their group. I just don't. I'm just got a little different vibe.
Text line. I won't even gamble on it. Tyler, you're gonna skip through.
Let's
that?
Not get crazy.
That, come
let's,
on. Let's
not get carried
that's what
away.
I'm saying,
here.
Tyler, like I will. I'm to the point. I may have to force you to go and watch it to grab drinks.
I mean, I'm always up to
now,
go
that's
spend
a different
some bro time.
I would love to have a World Series game on if I'm out with the fellas, you know, pounding a couple back drinks. Don't get messed up with the men's clinic here. I would love. I mean, that would be great. It's a great time to invite people over, have something on the TV worth watching, and if the conversation gets thick, you don't worry about it, right? I mean, yeah, that'd be.
Your hate is so strong, Tyler. There is nothing about the thought of Ohtani and Judge. How are they going to perform on the biggest stage?
No, and I don't have really any sports hate for Ohtani, but I sure as hell do for that Dodger Blue, and I have more than enough sports hate for that ugly-ass ogre Aaron Judge. More than enough.
I know how you feel about
it. What are you doing in my swamp? I'm not watching it.
No. He's not.
What are you doing in my swamp?
He is not Mike Myers.
I mean, he looks like Shrek.
He does not. I'm into him.
As I've said, that is a face only a mother could love.
I'm not going to say I can't wait, but I'm into it. I wish Joe Buck was on the call. All right, coming up.
Yeah, that'd get Houston to watch it.
It wouldn't get Houston. I love Joe Buck. I do, man.
Good a lot guy. More than Jim Nance.
Good guy, man. Yeah, I mean.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Jim Nance is coming up. I wondered if people had issues with what Stephon Diggs did to start that game on Sunday. And yes, I wondered how many people had issues, and I was going to see like how about you all? What were your thoughts on Stephon Diggs deciding to try to go 1-on-53 against the Packers before the game? But to hell with that. It don't matter, because a person that is far more important than any of us, he sure enough expressed in detail that he had issue with what Stephon Diggs did before the game. Who? We'll let you hear that come.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, remember, Texans, Ticket Tuesday coming up here in the next segment. A little 5 o'clock fire. Not only will we catch you up on the latest of everything, but you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets coming up here in the next segment. All right, Clint, they were making a big deal of it with CBS and their NFL Today team talk, showing that repeatedly of Stephon Diggs prior to the game, getting into it with the Packers. Also, they were doing it as well when they started with Jim and Tony Romo, showing the footage of that. That was shown a lot, Clint. He went one on, it seemed like 53. And that was something I jotted down. I wonder how many people feel about Diggs and how that went down in the pregame. First off, where the hell was everybody else? Was anybody else wondering that the whole time? Like, is this a deal of like...
I mean, it made me think initially he was seeking it out, being all alone like that.
Like, it was a couple of things. It was like, one, why the hell is he out there this long by himself? Two, it was like, it was one of them things, you know, like, you know, you got dudes in the club or somebody you go with and you like, because for me, his name was Phil. And I'm like, I'm not fighting for Phil tonight. Like, Phil's on his own, man. I'm going to chill right on over here and sit out here and watch. Like, me and Phil ain't that close. We ain't that good. Like,
and
I'm not.
And I know he's going, and I know
he's coming here to start something, and I'm not doing it with Phil. I'm not. I will stand right over here. Right? Like it was like, because it was, like, right? It was so, for so long. It wasn't just like a. It seemed like it lasted where you would think somebody would at least come running out of the locker room or wherever. Like, it was weird that it happened for so long. But my wonder was, did anybody have an issue with it? And the hell with that now.
We got an answer. Because,
Clint, I would love to know if you had an issue with it. Tyler, Champ, anybody else up and down on the text line, Sally, whoever.
Whew.
But the hell with that, because D'Amico Ryan's last night on the coach, I tell you asses, listen to that coach's show, 5 o'clock every Monday with D'Amico Ryan's right after us. If you missed it, don't worry, we got it. Here is D'Amico Ryan's talking about the energy his team gave, and it started prior to the game. Listen to this.
Yeah, for me, I told our guys, it's like, you're wasting energy. Like, and I don't like wasted energy. Like, when we're chirping after the play or before the game, we're getting into it with the opponent. Like, how does that help you? Mm-hmm. Like, I want all of that energy that you have to chirp after a play. How about putting that into some more energy and effort to finish a block to finish on a catch? Like, that's where I want the energy going. Like, it's wasted energy. It has nothing to do with the game. Like, and it really pulls your focus away from your job. Yeah. And that's why I don't like all the bickering and back and forth. Like, I want guys focused on us. And there I felt like, versus the Packers, I did feel like we got a little too chirpy, a little too chatty, pushing after the plays, but we weren't doing what we needed to do within the play. Right. And that's where I have a problem.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I think D'Amico would like for you to shut that music off. That's where D'Amico is.
I don't want these guys knocking and bucking.
We ain't knocking and we ain't bucking. Clint, that was very clear, concise, and detailed on what it was. And that was him on the air, not privately. He clearly was not a fan of 1-on-53 Stephon Diggs. And it continued to carry in the game because the Packers, they seem to be good with playing that way and continuing to try to get under your skin. It continued that way into the game. And now you over getting locked down and they talking that was so the hell with how we felt about it. Clearly the head coach made it clear. And damn it, if he wasn't talking to Steph Diggs in particular right off the bat, the first, I don't know, 20 seconds of that, I don't know who he would talk to.
Yeah, I mean, the interaction before the game, the Texans employee that was trying to do right and get him away from the situation gets clubbed in the side of the head by whichever Green Bay Packer it was that come up and kind of, I don't know if he necessarily swung, but kind of poked over the top of him. Hell, he ended up getting the brunt of it. And then, you know, it's so stupid. I mean, that the thing to me is like, the only thing it can do, there's no positive that you can pull from it. There's absolutely no positive that you can pull from it. You look at what happened. You can argue that situation. Now, I think this is probably what Green Bay wanted to do, was get in the head.
Oh.
But you can argue that situation ended up caught twice. C.J. Stroud gets caught on their sideline. And at one point, one of their big D linemen drops his shoulder and chucks it into his chest. Instead of just catching him like you should do, pushing him back onto the field and go, hey, go about your business. Now their big D linemen are lowering shoulders and trying to hit your quarterback. They're all in his face on the sideline.
By the way, I don't know where his offensive line was.
Right.
They finally made their way slowly
easy,
over there.
Easy on
hello.
You.
Yeah.
But then you look up, and next thing you know, C.J. Stroud's getting trash talked to every time he gets hit. Now he's jumping up and doing the
and
first down.
And now he's jawing.
He's jumping up and jawing. So, I mean, it's just one of those where it just – you can argue that action – fair or foul, you can argue that it snowballs into all this other stuff that ends up taking like D'Amico said, your energy and your focus off of your job. And then on top of that, most importantly, you don't play well. You don't positively impact the game in any way, shape, or form. You don't respond. There you go. Like that is a recipe for the head coach to be like, all right, enough of that. Right, we got to address it and
we don't
move
like
on.
That.
So the only one that I don't really have a problem with that I remember seeing was the Joe Mixon interaction during the game is because it like they were following him and he was just had enough of it and pushed him up off of him kind of deal, I think. And so everything else is a mess. I mean, but you're talking to it like I don't like any of it. Like I don't like any of the like I'm so extreme. It's exhausting for me to watch these guys play and get up and do the little pointing thing after a first down. Like we're celebrating first downs like we've accomplished something now. Like I'm at a point where that's exhausting, much less the trash talking and all that, the pushing and shoving that everybody knows you ain't going to do nothing. Nobody's going to do nothing. You're talking like Steph Diggs is out there getting all worked up. I mean, pushing coaches and doing all that. He ain't going to do nothing. Not a damn thing is he going to do in that situation. And so it's all silly.
But I think even more, and we've seen this group, and like it was clear it happened, and I think teams are going to, not only did we talk about it earlier, you know, is this a blueprint? I think teams may potentially try to push the buttons of the Texans like this because it clearly worked. Tyler Clint, I don't think they play well like this. Clearly they didn't. Like, CJ was, you know, a completely different person. For CJ to get up, Clint, and immediately start, hell, you got to get back for the play clock. For starters, he is, I mean, signaling of the first down. He didn't. Now Jair Alexander, who I believe repeatedly walked back to the huddle saying, got him.
Oh, ain't no doubt. That's what he wants.
Because he can play that way. He can play where he is constantly.
Well, he's comfortable. He's comfortable in that environment.
And then he'll walk over the other side and keep locking y'all asses up.
Wow.
Right. Like, I looked over, I'm like, that ain't like, I'm like, Titus, now, hold on. You got your hands around somebody's throat. Like, this ain't you. Like, this ain't, like, y'all not. And they got in the Texans' head. And I think it did start with D'Amico Ryans. Now, as I see some other people here texting in, exactly where was everyone else? You knew he was going to do that. It was known all week. It was building up. Someone should have been out there with him regardless, with Steph Diggs. Damn, y'all got Chief just as heated. Got him just as heated as he probably was with. This thing is breaking up. But
and they say no.
But regardless, where were the dogs? We need dogs ready to show.
You don't have dogs. I mean, that's the other part of this.
But that's not a dog thing to me. D'Amico, like what D'Amico's saying, what are we doing?
But you don't. But that's the point though, Ron. Is you don't have, like, to me, the messier, like when you got a team that is as super physical and is trying to get in your head, and they're trying to bully you, and they're trying to distract you, and there is a level of dog there of like, I'm going to push all your buttons, and I'm going to be really comfortable in all of this chaos that I'm creating, because I'm used to slapping people around and being, I'm used to all this. Like, I'm used to performing well, and this is how I go about the Texans aren't that team.
No.
The Texans are uncomfortable when a super physical team does football things to them in a physical manner. Like, they're uncomfortable with that. Like, that bothers them more than anything. Like, they're damn sure not going to be a team that when they're getting out physical and trash talking is going to keep their cool and respond well. They're just not wired that way.
But there are teams that, like, I think the Ravens and the Steelers sometimes are. Those are teams that are built kind of like,
yes,
like to get it.
Yes,
the Chiefs aren't. I don't think the Chiefs are.
Agreed. A team I'll agree. That defensively, that they're starting to be, but it's not like,
hey man, we're about. They're more cerebral and like we're not about to just. We ain't gonna get out here and just start talking and right. go and get along and get stupid with you. So we like you can get in my head. That was clearly what that was, and the minute I saw CJ pop up and just stand there for 10 seconds on that bench. I said, oh, man, they got these guys. Hell, they ain't thinking about the play clock. They ain't even thinking about the game right now. And I think it did start with Steph Diggs. I
mean, you think about that. We're saluting first downs on the sideline when we've got 80 yards passing.
I will say this.
What are we doing?
I will say it was probably 60 at that time. I will say this. I wonder how Steph Diggs is taking that.
Well, that being D'Amico's comments?
It's a very, very fair question to be wondering.
Like, Steph Diggs has been, you know, to steal the words from Myles Garrett, model citizen here since he's been here. Any of the things that we potentially wondered could creep up, none of that has happened. He has been fantastic. He could be sitting here, Clint, taking it to a, hey, coach is right. I shouldn't have done it. I messed it up. Or he could be taking this another way. It's interesting because he – D'Amico does not call out a lot of people. Now, he ain't Steph Diggs by name, but damn it, that was
Diggs. Was open.
Let me see you figure it out. I'd like to see you put that energy towards a catch. I'd like to see you put that finishing a block. Like, that would
seem like a pretty direct message.
He didn't say tackle or playing coverage, did he? Or rushing the passer, did he? Pass block.
Two of the responsibilities Diggs has.
I'm just saying. Like, listen, and D'Amico knows his guys, and I'm certain D'Amico had a conversation with him to like, hey, man, we're not – but that was public. I wonder how Diggs kind of took that. All right, coming up, 713-572-4610, 5 o'clock fire, your chance to win a pair of tickets. Front row to see your Texans take on the Colts. That'll be happening in the next segment, so stay tuned as we continue to roll right here live on The Drive. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.